as we are reading through the Old Testament reading, the heat of the day comes to mind because wearing a woolen cassock is a bit warm. Well, as we come to God's Word, it'd be really helpful if you had it in front of you, and I'll take you to other places in the Bible as well. But as we start, shall we pray? Loving Father, your Word is a light for my feet, a light on my path. Please may your Word today bring light to our path, direct our ways, and change our hearts. This we ask in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But what are your concerns and worries? Many things might worry you. Here's some of my concerns. How can I share the gospel with my soldiers? How do I care for their many pastoral needs? How can I get others to help me? Alongside my work concerns, how can I be a godly husband and a godly father? Where will the army post me next? What will I do when I finish with the army? Will I have enough money for retirement? Now, all of these things are good things to be thinking about and planning for, but they can turn into worries, anxiety, and troubles. What are your concerns and worries? What are your anxieties and troubles? Well, today we read how Jesus gently speaks into Martha's anxiety and troubles. Martha welcomes, but Mary listens. Martha is distracted and upset with Mary. Martha is anxious and troubled, yet Mary chose better. So first of all, Martha welcomes, but Mary listens. In our first Bible passage from Genesis, we see that hospitality was very important. Abraham urgently wants to welcome his guests. It was considered a great privilege and an honor to host and care for people passing through where you lived. And so Martha also thought it was very important to welcome Jesus and his disciples to their house. Martha prepared a good spread, a feast, the best food that she could get from the local market. She pulled out all the stops. After all, she was serving the Lord. But all the preparations were probably too much, a bit of a burden. Martha had bitten off more than she could chew. But then look what Martha's sister did. Verse 39. She, that is Martha, had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. Mary, a mere woman, goes and sits at the feet of Jesus. That was a place generally in those times reserved for men to learn under their teacher. Kent Hughes, commentating on this verse, says, "Judaism did not forbid women to be instructed in the Torah, but it was unheard of for a rabbi to allow a woman to sit at his feet." Later, rabbinic tradition includes quotations such as, "May the words of the Torah be burned. They should not be handed over to women." And, "The man who teaches his daughter the Torah teaches her extravagance." But here is Mary, a mere woman, sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening and learning from him. Does Jesus object? No. Do the disciples object? No. But who objects? Well, Mary's sister Martha. Why? Because Martha is distracted and probably upset with Mary. Have a look at verse 40. "But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, 'Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.'" Why was Martha distracted by so much serving? There seems to be two reasons. First, she wanted to feed and serve Jesus and all the disciples. We don't know how many people were there. But we do read earlier in the chapter, at verse 17, that there were 72 disciples sent out by Jesus. Is that the number at Martha's house? Well, we don't know. The text doesn't tell us. But Martha was probably serving a large number of disciples and Jesus. No wonder she is distracted and overwhelmed. But a second reason for her being distracted is found in her words. Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me. Now she's upset. She's upset with her sister for not helping. And she's upset with Jesus in keeping her sister from serving. Now she has to do all the work herself. You see, Martha is anxious and troubled. But yet, Mary chose better. What does Jesus do with Martha's concern? Does he tell Mary to go and help? Or does he go himself and help serve? No, he gently corrects. Have a look at verse 41. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Jesus tells Martha that she's anxious and troubled by many things. He knows that the presenting issue is the meal, but he also knows Martha's heart. He knows that Martha has issues with her sister Mary. She's unhappy with Mary. She's angry with Mary. She's disappointed with Mary. Martha is busy comparing herself with Mary. She's certain Mary is in the wrong. But Jesus tells her that Martha has got it the wrong way round. Mary chose better by listening to Jesus. Mary has learnt from Jesus her Lord, and that won't be taken away from her. You see, sitting and learning from Jesus is more important than busyness. What are you anxious and troubled about? What worries you? It could be many things. Relationships, family, work, health, the mortgage, hobbies, holidays. It could even be church ministry. Don't people know how hard I work for the church? Look how hard I'm serving. Why aren't people helping? Yet in our anxiety and troubles, Jesus' words to Martha apply to us. Keep the main thing the main thing. Be like Mary. Sit at the feet of Jesus. Listen to him. Learn from him. But, and this is a question that my wife would often ask, what is the practical purpose of this passage? Well, an obvious point is to read your Bible and listen to sermons. But in itself, that is what you could say just about every single sermon. So what about specifically here? Why is it important? Because as we apply Scripture to our life, it helps us with our anxious heart and our many troubles. Now, the one thing that we don't know from this passage is what Jesus actually taught Mary. But we can look into different places. Take the words of Jesus in Luke chapter 12, verse 22. This is to deal with worries. Then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn. Yet God feeds them. How much more valuable are you than birds? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very thing, Why do you worry about the rest? And then in verse 31, but seek his kingdom, and all these things will be given to you as well. Jesus addresses our hearts. Our Saviour tells us to turn our eyes from our problems to God who provides. But it's not just the words of Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us this. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So all scripture can be applied to our lives. So if you like, just turn now to Psalm 15. And we're going to take a whistle-stop tour through a few psalms just to see how they apply to our life. So Psalm 35. Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take up shield and buckler. Arise and come to my aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. And so this psalm teaches us that God defends us against our enemies. If you turn forward to Psalm 37, have a look at this. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass they will soon wither, like green plants they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So, don't envy evil men. Know that God will provide for us. Then Psalm 38. Psalm 38. So, here we go. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. For your arrows have pierced me, and your hand has come down upon me. Because of your wrath there is no help in my body. My bones have no soundness because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. And then forward to verse 21. O Lord, do not forsake me. Be not far from me, O my God. Come quickly to help me, O Lord, my Saviour. So the psalm teaches us we don't have to be happy when we face deep trouble. We can cry out to God, lament, and plead with him. And then Psalm 39, starting at verse 4. Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life. You've made my days a mere handbreadth, the span of my years as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath. Man is a mere phantom as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it. So life passes away quickly. Don't busy yourself with meaningless things. Instead, trust in the eternal God. And then Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Wait patiently for God. He will rescue. And I'm not going to go through the whole Bible or the whole of the Psalms, but one last Psalm for you. Psalm 42. Psalm 42, verse 5. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. Now, I'm not talking about just reading scripture. I'm talking about allowing God's word to change you. And that takes time, but that's time that is practical and beneficial. So we can meditate on Scripture, reading it again and again, seeing how it practically and spiritually applies to our life. We can consider the meaning of the text. We can memorize Scripture. We can sing the words of Scripture. We can pray using words from the Bible. And as we listen to, think about, consider, and meditate on God's Word, the Holy Spirit is at work changing, molding, reforming, and directing our hearts. It may not be changing the situation, but it changes our hearts. But you may well say, I am too busy. I have too much on my hands at the moment. You haven't seen the pile of work I have and the drama that my family is causing me. But remember what Jesus said to Martha. To paraphrase, dear friend, you are worried and upset by many things, but one thing is necessary. Sit at my feet. Listen to me. Learn from me. Shall we pray? Blessed Lord, who has caused all scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.